I guess there's no school today. I think I saw that in the Times. Since a lot of voting places are in the schools, but I don't know why they can't have school on account of that. But of course, that begs the question, what do I think I know about this? This is a schoolyard I wrote about once. I don't think I named it or identified it, but and I don't feel this way anymore, but I wrote a story once about how I maintain a fear of the schoolyard. A childhood fear of, I guess, bullies and getting my ass kicked, which never really happened, but there was the one kid who I'd been friends with before who, I don't know what transformed him, but come high school, he was just a fucking marauder, you know. We'd be playing touch football and he would just clobber anybody and everybody in his path, and nobody stopped him. Nobody seemed to care. I'd been friends with him since, I guess, the second grade. So he lived on the same street as me. Well, actually, we lived on Dana Shores. He lived on Versailles Drive, but whatever, it was the same stretch of road. I never understood how he got away with all that. I guess that was, oh no, maybe that wasn't even high school, what am I saying? I think that was, that must have been grade school. Yeah, it was. We didn't really have a recess like that in high school. Yeah, never understood how that guy got away with all that shit.
Thank you.
Oh wow. It's a much bigger turnout than I expected. All the booths on one side are taken.
De Blasio. I like Letitia James, even though she gave up on the Link NYC problem. And I'll just do Scott Stringer because I've heard of him. Linda Katz, I like her. Queensboro president. Jimmy Van Brammer, I guess he's around. I actually almost saw him. And I'll just go straight down the line on Supreme Court because I have no idea who any of these people are. And the judge of the civil court is running uncontested. Oh, here it is. Should there be a convention to revise the Constitution? No. That sounds useless. I'll vote yes just on principle, even though revoking a public officer's pension seems kind of harsh. Here's the thing about Forest Preserve, yeah, sure.
Street has a poster of Obama in the window. And I think that, I mean, he's not running for office, of course, but I've always wondered if that doesn't violate the electioneering rules. Because the poster's been there for years. Nothing to lose sleep over. The last time I went, they said I was number 20, and I may be wrong, but I interpreted that to mean I was only the 20th person to vote in that particular zone. Surprise me. I don't even remember what that election was about.